Perception, following the inward witness, we will see much more clarity as we got this in this teaching, in this section tonight, and we'll walk in the light of it. All that is said is, all that is required to be said, is said, and taught accurately. There's no error in our mind and in the atmosphere. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, glory to God. So, we're looking at following the inward witness. Hallelujah. Come on. Inward witness. Following the inward witness. So, we're going to get into some very practical things today. Hallelujah. Matthew 28. I will be at some point be very slow, at some point be very fast. So just take it from the like that. Okay, Matthew 28, are you there? From verses 18. Matthew 28, from verses 18. 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given me in heaven and in the earth. If you go here therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the age, or ends of the world. Amen. Amen. Look at Mark 16. Mark 16 from verses 15. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. So they will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Hallelujah. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord working with and confirming the words with signs following. Amen. Glory to God. Look at Luke 24, from verses 45. Says, and he opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And Paul it is written, and Paul said, behold, Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin be preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at John. John 20. John 20. Look at 4 verses 22. And when he said this to them, he blessed them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He says, whosoever sins, ye remit, are remitted. And whosoever sins, ye remit, are remitted. Now, the other use of the word sin is actually italicized there. And actually, whosoever sins, ye remit, are remitted. And whosoever ye retain, are retained. Or whosoever ye retain, are retained.
Hallelujah.
So a quick one. We said this will be Jesus' instructions within the 40 days. Hallelujah. We said this will be Jesus' instruction within the 40 days. That is, when Jesus resurrected, the Bible recorded that he spent 40 days with his disciples. And what did he do? He was teaching them. And in teaching them, he gave them instructions. Hallelujah. He gave them instructions. Now, something you need to see. We said those instructions will be instructions of the 39 books, instructions of scriptures. Why would they be instructions of scriptures? Why would they be instructions of scriptures? They would be instructions of scriptures because the Bible shows us that he wrote from the 39 books. Hallelujah. Look at Luke 24:44. It says, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. Did you see that? So that means those instructions are the instructions of the 39 books. Glory to God. Instructions of the 39 books. Instructions of scripture, that's what you call it. Hallelujah. There will be instructions of the kingdom of God. Instructions of the kingdom of God. We say that. Why? Because what he taught them was concerning the kingdom. Acts 1 verse 3. He taught them for 40 days concerning the kingdom. The kingdom of God. So there will be instructions of the kingdom. So that means in the kingdom of God, there are instructions. Hallelujah. Instructions. There will be instructions in theology. Because we say scriptures are theological. Right? Scriptures are the only valid, let me put it like that, the only, okay, source document for theology. Is the only source document for theology. Scriptures are. And I said in the coming days and months, we'll explore that. Scriptures are theological. Hallelujah. Or, you see, scriptures is theology. We also said something last week. We said these instructions make them, which is the disciples, by extension us, his evangelists, right? Is that what we said? Right? So, would you say these instructions are functions, or what we call, okay, make them evangelists, by extension us, right? And when I say evangelist, there is not referring to persons, but towards functionality. So it carries the functionality of an evangelist, right? I would say an evangelist, the role of an evangelist is one towards the saints. The functionality called evangelist is one towards the saints, right? And two, through the saints to the world. So Paul will say, he gave some in Ephesians 4 verse 12 or verse 11. He said he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers. He mentioned evangelists. He from verse 12 now says, for the perfecting of the saints. You see that? Yeah? For the perfecting of the saints. So that is what equipping, karatizo. The way you equip for the perfecting of the saints. Says for the work of the ministry. Did you see that? So you find that tax of, or that functionality of evangelist in or towards the saints, which is the believers, and what will be, and then you also find that functionality through the believers to the unsaved world. Hallelujah. What are you following me? Hallelujah. So we said something last time, we say in the rest responsibility or any functionality of shepherding the flock is that functionality of an evangelist. Hallelujah. In shepherding the flock, you have that functionality of an evangelist. So that means a pastor is an evangelist in shepherding the flock. Okay, following me. So Paul will tell Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. 2 Timothy 4 verse 5. Do the work of an evangelist. So he becomes very vital there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. That is very vital. So, something was said that when Jesus said, teaching them all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you. Now that I am with you shows the presence of deity, the presence of God, or we'll put it, we'll show God will be seen in the activity and in the activity of believers and also in the believers themselves. Hallelujah. It is teaching them to observe all things that have come on, and lo, that word lo is the word orahu, that is to see. You see that? See. Amen. Oh. It's like saying, look at it again. Hallelujah. Be conscious of this fact. That means it's a consciousness the believers have. Hallelujah. The believers have a consciousness. It is see. You know, if you get to 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creation. It says, all things have passed away. Behold. You see that? See. Behold, all things have become new. That means use your responsibility to see what has happened to you in Christ. Amen? So you see. So he says, lo, I am with you. That is a consciousness. See, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Amen? You know, it's the same thing. Remember, we say the indwelling is God's forgiveness. It's a new beginning. Hallelujah. So it says, see, that means the consciousness of the believer is the consciousness of what he has received in the new birth. Hallelujah. Never forget that. He says, lo, I am. What is that you've received in the new birth? I am with you. Hallelujah. I am with you. Look at Mark. Mark will say, so then, after the Lord, so then after he was received up into heaven, right, he sat at the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, he said, with the Lord walking with. You see that? That means there was that consciousness of what God was doing in and through them. Hallelujah. So you must have that consciousness as a believer. What God is doing in you. What you've received in the new birth. Hallelujah. What have you received in the new birth? Say, lo, I am with you. So that means you don't look for Jesus in the sky. You don't look for him under the water. You don't look for him on the road or the street. You see him in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see him where? In me. Glory to God. So that said, we said that the believer have the Spirit of God. John 14:16. John 14:16. He said, and I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He said, even the Spirit of truth. Watch the word, he says forever. He now says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Isn't it? So that means, first of all, put it this way, in the new birth, you didn't give your life to Christ. I want to give my life to Christ. And you are not born again. No? Hallelujah. An unbeliever does not give anything in salvation. In salvation, we don't give. Some of us make that grammatical error when we go out for evangelism and say, I want you to give your life to Christ. How? In salvation, man doesn't give anything. We want to focus on that as we get to believer's convention. Hallelujah. In salvation, man doesn't give anything. That is the essence of Sabbath. Yeah? Man isn't going to give anything. Man is just going to believe in God's work. Hallelujah. Amen? So in salvation, who receives? We receive. And what do we receive? Say, even the Spirit of truth. Do you see that? Whom the world cannot receive. Do you see that? The world can't receive it. Because they neither see him nor know him, but you know him. For he shall be in you. Hallelujah. So in the new birth, what do we receive in us? The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Hallelujah. We receive the Spirit of God. And we said, in the Spirit we've received, we have all of God's living in the Spirit. First of all, what is the Spirit? What? What is the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God, when you read John very well, verse chapter 14, he calls the Spirit the union of the Father and the Son. If you read down into verses 20, 23 and 26, it says, and I'll pray the Father, sorry, he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And my Father will love you too. Then I will come and make our abode. Remember he said, is the Spirit of dwelling in you? He said, we'll come and make our abode in you. Do you know that? Who? He said, the Father and the Son. So the Spirit is the union of the Father and the Son. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. I need you to see that there. Glory to God. So you can say, God lives in me. Hallelujah. God lives in me. Jesus lives in me. Some people think that is outdated. It's not. Hallelujah. It's not. It's the everyday, now, continuous, forever believer's reality. Jesus lives in me. You don't get bigger than it. Hallelujah. Amen. As he said it, Jesus lives in me. As he said it tomorrow. Jesus, I better say it like this, Jesus lives in my heart. Amen. As he said. As he said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, say it. Let Jesus lives in my heart. You know, there's a way it has been coined. People now think it's a children time story. They don't know it's for children. So what is adult? There's nothing there. Just Jesus lives in my heart. It's the same truth forever. Hallelujah. Also, now I've gone past that state. Gone past what? Jesus lives in me. Hallelujah. He lives in my heart. You say it often. You say it always. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we said, since the Spirit of God lives in our hearts forever, that is the word, forever, it then means we'll have all of God's leading forever. See, as believers, I need to look up here. Okay, let me allow you to take that down. Amen. Mark my focus forever. All of God's leading forever. See, as believers, now look up. As believers, you don't receive leading from the sky or from heaven. Let me put it that way. You don't look for leading from heaven. No. Amen? Amen. God doesn't send you fresh leading from up. If you think so, glory to God. All of God's leading, today, tomorrow, next year, next half, next 50, next 100 years, are all in your spirit. Glory to God. You have received them all. You have all of God's leading embedded in the Holy Ghost. That you receive. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So, very, very vital. You have all of God's leading there. Look at Colossians 3 verse 10. Colossians 3 verse 10. Colossians 3:10. It says, and you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Hallelujah. Amen. So our spirit does not get to know God more than what he knows about God. Okay, follow me. Our spirit, say my spirit, doesn't get to know God more than it knows about God. Hallelujah. It knows all about God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So our spirit is educated. Look at Ezekiel 36. Verse 26. Or far from 25. Something you need to see there. Ezekiel 36. It is. I will, 25. Yeah, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. And from all your filthiness, and from all your idols, will I cleanse you. Yeah, I will, it's a new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will take away the Stone a heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh, right? That's the Spirit of God, right? Look at what it says in verse 27. And I'll put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. So when he says, I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, it then means that in the Spirit is all of God's leading. When he says cause you to walk, it talks about leading. Hallelujah. And where would that come from? From the Spirit. Hallelujah. I hope you're following that. Amen. Amen. So it's very vital. So the Spirit is all knowing about God. And there is that all knowing about God that produces the witness of the Spirit. So we said, there's witness. What we have in our spirit is the witness of the Spirit in our spirit. And what we have in our spirit, the witness of the Holy Ghost is in our spirit. The Word of God in our spirit. In Romans 8, Romans 8:16. Let us jump there quickly. Romans 8:16. Hallelujah. Romans 8. Is I'm going to read. Is it the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God? Did you see that? So where do you have that witness? In our spirit. Did you see that? The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. That's the word, so material, a joint witness. Hallelujah. It shows we have the emotions. The witness of the Spirit. We have the emotions of the Spirit. We have the witness of the Spirit. So that witness of the Spirit is the emotions of the Spirit. We have it in our spirit. Hallelujah. We have the emotion of the Spirit in our spirit. It's in our spirit. But being in our spirit is not where we receive it into. Hallelujah. It's in our spirit. But you know what? Where we need that leading, it's not in our spirit, but in our mind. Whatever, lady. In our minds. In our minds. But see, before we get talking about the mind for a bit. Before we get talking about the mind, we said that in what witness in our spirit that we'll have, or that joint witness in our spirit that we'll have, it what creates what we call the inward witness. You see that? The joint witness in our spirit is what creates the inward witness, the inward knowing, the inward witness. Now, we now need to have that witness in our minds. So that means there should be a joint witness of our minds to our spirit. That is, our spirit, our minds will receive the witness of the Spirit to us. We're going to see all that shortly. Because the mind is where leading is received. The mind, as I said, is the centerpiece of man's decisions. A man cannot take decision outside his mind. See that? Cannot take decision outside his mind. Your mind is vital in taking decisions. In your walk, you need your mind. Hallelujah. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, it says, the doorway to the mind, to information getting into the mind, is the eyes, the ears, and the heart. Right? The eyes have not seen nor ear heard. And it has entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love it. So where are the openings through which a man receives information to his mind? His eyes, his ears, and his heart. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Inasmuch as these are the true ways, the Spirit, or through the Spirit, is how God leads us primarily. So the leading of the Spirit is primarily by the Spirit. God leads us primarily by the Spirit. By the Spirit. That's why He puts His Spirit in us. I'll put my Spirit in you and cause you to walk. Did you see that? That is leading. Hallelujah. He leads us primarily by the Spirit. So remember, we say in the background, we just started exploring the Old Testament books. I guess towards the end of next year, into 2024, we'll begin to get into Old Testament books fully. I trust God for that. Started exploring it. We'll just be playing 10-10 around it. So no. We're just, when you touch, it's there, you touch wall like this, when you touch something like this, and run. That's what we've been doing with it. We've not gotten it. We've not. Hallelujah. I trust the Lord. I, your pastor, I trust God. We'll begin to touch A B. Amen. Amen. I trust God for that. Hallelujah. I'm not promising you next day, but I say I trust God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My voice is sounding somehow, right? Right? Don't I call someone and say, no, this is not your voice. This is not my voice. My voice though. Amen. Amen. Aha. Come back here. Okay, let's go forward. Now the primary way we receive God's leading is in our spirit. Hallelujah. Is there? Inner spirit. Very vital. And where will that leading be received? The leading of the spirit will be where? Towards the what? The mind. Right? So, if the leading of the spirit is received in my mind, therefore I must have to keep my mind sacred. Amen? Something you're going to see is how the word sacred or holy is used in scriptures. Amen? Amen? And I don't have that degree during this teaching, but you discover that the word sacred is used for things that belong to God, that carries God's honor. You treat them as sacred. It becomes your action towards God's things. Your action towards what God's honor is upon. You have to treat them as sacred. Hope you're hearing me. But it's not what we're discussing today. Hallelujah. So you keep your mind sacred. Look at how the writer of Proverbs put it. Solomon will put it this way in Proverbs 4, verse 23. He says, keep your heart with all diligence. Did you see that? Keep your heart with all diligence. He said, for out of it are the issues of life. I love how a version put it. He said, guard your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence. So out of it are the issues that govern life. When he says use the word heart, there he was referring to the mind. He said, out of it are the issues that govern life. That means the mind is vital. Last week we discussed about how powerful the mind can be, right? You don't see that? How powerful the mind can be. You saw that, right? Can be powerful. And at the same time, not so powerful. Amen? The mind of a man can send into hell. That's powerful like that. And how not so powerful it can be, because the information that comes to the mind can be replaced. Easy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get further. So when you use the word keep or guard your heart, is that word in the Hebrew? Nasar. N-A-C-S-A-R. Nasar. It means to protect, to preserve. You see that? It means to protect, to preserve. It means preserve your heart. It's not saying angels should do it. It says you have a responsibility towards your mind. You have a responsibility towards your mind. Is that you should preserve it. So protect it. Isn't that? So it's not something you do abstractly. No, you consciously protect your heart. Protect your mind. Amen. Amen.
the word of God.
Protect your mind.
You know, when people say things like follow your mind, I mean follow your heart, not actually referring to follow your mind. Someone once said follow your heart. I say it depends on what you've trained the heart to. You say what? Is it if you train your heart wrongly, it will lead you to the land beyond. Follow your mind. Follow your mind. You know, today in our world, okay, these days, you don't have people that, a lot of people didn't watch Salvador. Okay, so most times I've called Salvador, they want Salvador, or not, okay. Those who don't know Salvador will know Barry Allen. You know Barry Allen? Eh? Okay, but you don't know, okay, you know Salvador, but you don't know Barry Allen. Okay, yeah, no, Abby will be, will be based on individual perception. That Abby, before you choose someone as an Abby, eh? Before the person becomes an Abby or Abby, the person must have passed the qualification of the Salvador for the mind to accept. Okay, wait. You know, in our world, permit, I don't want to call someone's name, but I might have to call someone. Now, they call two people. How many of you know Tai Tai Wu? No Tai Tai Wu. If you don't know Tai Tai Wu, I don't know who else you want me to call you. Okay, if you don't know Tai Tai Wu, I don't put Tai Tai Wu. I will go to tell you why, when it comes to leading of the spirit, to get people's mind. Most I just go to relationship, everybody will sit up. You put Tai Tai Wu. And then, you don't put Salvador. Salvador, you know, you look at the entire title, Salvador, and say, follow your mind. Follow, no, just follow your mind. I didn't know they're key. You know, they're always going to be key, right? So they are two. Everything is just there, Okay, follow your heart. How many of you, your heart will lead you to tie time? Even if the Spirit of God is telling you, hey, sister, say, no, sir. I know the thought and the plan of God towards me. There are plans of good and not of evil. Did you know that? You go, that's how you change your mind. To follow after what you are saying. I'm talking about not you, I'm talking about in our world today. Hallelujah. In our world today. They tell you between Salvador and somebody that looks at it, he has okay, for a brother, I have to choose between two people. I'm going to call any random name. Maybe you have one person, the name is Shakiratu. You know, and the face is looking like somebody that just finished fighting with lion. You know what that means? If you don't know what that means, sorry, you're from Kwara. You know what that is? Fought with the lion. You have the lion's claw on your face. And then, you now have another sister. Her name is Sister Lizzie. To follow your mind. Follow your heart. And Sister Lizzie is fair like Abraham's seed. To follow your mind. Where will your mind lead you? You know, Sister Lizzie. How far? Did you pray about it? No, I talked to know Sister Lizzie. How? I'm following my mind. Yeah. Oh. Imagine, for example, Sister Lizzie is now the one that makes you not to do the work of ministry. Yeah, I follow your mind is only leading you to where you are trained to go. Amen. I'm going to see reasons for that. Hallelujah. Reasons for that. No, true sister, Shakira too. That's a fact. I read the plans of God towards me. The plans of good. Have goodness. Have goodness. Look at where you are coming to church. Pastor. Amen. So, let's continue. So, it says, I have the plans of God towards me, the plans of good and not of evil, to give me an expected end, to give me a hope and a future. You know, some people like that translation. Give me a hope and the future. future. So give me a hope and a future. So is it, sir, God will not take you, God lost. And you know what you have in your mind? What you have in your mind is, I'm a fresh boy. How can I go and get engaged with somebody that just finished fighting a lion? How will our photo shoot be like? Yeah? How will the photo shoot be like? As I see a very slim black wisdom will go and look for a fair lady. You think he doesn't know? He's figuring a photo shoot ahead. Amen? So that the whole thing will blend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another one that is big and huge and fair went to look for someone that is thin and black that photo shoots will match and blend. Okay. Amen. That is after sight, not after the spirit. Hallelujah. But you know where all this is leading to, right? You have a duty over your mind. Hallelujah. So the word to keep there, to guard there, is the word to protect, to preserve. In fact, that word, I don't put the scripture here. That word is used in Kings, which is 2 Kings, for a watchman. How is used for how a watchman guards and protects a territory from attack. A watchman, like a vigilante. So that means I have to be red hot and ready. Amen. Amen. Able and ready. Always ready. Like a watchman. You know a watchman? Like a goalkeeper. And how is it? Go about. You stand like a goalkeeper. Ready to ensure that nothing gets behind you. Nothing gets past you. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the kind of responsibility we have towards our minds. To keeping it sacred. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it must be active. You must be active doing that. You mind what you allow come into the mind. You mind it. You mind what you allow come into it. Especially for the two other sources. Not the spirit, that the two other sources, the eyes and the ears. You mind what comes to the mind through the eyes and the ears. Remember, God can still use the eyes and the ears. Or God uses the eyes and the ears too. Hope you know that. But you also mind what comes in through the eyes and the ears. Mind it. Mind it. Hallelujah. Just like yesterday, some people went to soak their international passports inside Jaffa anointing. What is it? To soak it. It's just inspired by you. Inspired by you, inside that. They carry the international passport. They call it Jaffa anointing. It's nonsense. Yes. You always pray for your ignorance. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You always pray for your ignorance. You can't run away from it. You always pray. Hallelujah. Mind what you allow coming to your eyes, coming through your eyes and your ears. So you say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters all. It matters very well. Hope you're hearing me. It matters very well. Mind what you allow coming. Hallelujah. Look at what Paul says in Romans 12:2. He says, and be not conformed, say, offer up your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that says, and be not conformed. Read that. Hallelujah. How do you offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice? It's not about your confidence of a man's faith. He says, be not conformed to this world. Did you see that? Be not conformed to this world. That word conform is, it means do not be squeezed into the world's mode of doing things. Do not allow the world squeeze you to how they do things. Do not allow what happens in the world to take your attention, take your mind, take your everything. Hallelujah. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed, metamorphosed.
be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that means I must renew my mind. Hallelujah. Don't be molded into the style of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing. So how did he say you should be transformed? He said, by the renewing of your mind. So the word renewing of your mind there will mean you be a transformed by recognizing God's leading, right? How do you renew your mind? With God's word. Renewing of your mind. So by recognizing God's leading and following it, you renew your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means, if scriptures are particular about the mind, it then means that the mind is not well trained. See, you have to train your mind. The mind, if not well trained, can ruin a believer. It can ruin a believer. If not well trained, it can ruin a believer. It can take a believer out of God's will. Can keep a believer out of God's plan for his life. The mind. So it's very vital. In as much as you have all of God's leading, you don't have a leading problem. But there's a problem, is a recognition problem. Being unable to recognize God's leading. Hallelujah. Amen. A believer doesn't have a leading problem. He's always led. He's well led. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here we go. So I must train my mind. Let's see something from Jesus in Luke 8. Let's see Jesus. Luke 8 quickly. Are you there? Let's take verse 49. Now, Jesus was speaking to, Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. Are you following me? Huh? Was on his way to Jairus' house. On his way, he met the woman with the issue of blood and spent time speaking to the woman. Look at verse 49. And while he yet spoke to the woman, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Did you see that? Your daughter is dead. And when Jesus heard it, he answered and said, fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole. Did you see that? Now let's see Jesus' first response. That means Jesus heard it too. Jairus heard it. Right? Right? Now Jesus' response was both to Jairus and to himself. Or put it, was both to Jairus and to the information he had. Hallelujah. Amen. He told Jairus, fear not. And as he was saying it, he was giving a response back to that information that was said. Watch it. Hallelujah. Jesus' response. Hallelujah. He tells Jairus, only believe. Hallelujah. Let's read further. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John. You see that? I'm in verse 50. And their father and their mother and the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleeping. This is that. He got to the place. Eh? When he got there, people were crying. You know, International Wildlife Association of Nigeria. They don't have to wait. They are Wildlife Association. And Jesus came and said, she's not dead, she's sleeping. You know what they did immediately? Really messed up. People were crying, you know? Yeah, they didn't put rope. There was no rope in that day. Hallelujah. They were crying, they cried. Where they heard it? What they heard it? Let's read verse 53. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. They laughed him to scorn. You know, they started, he turned from crying section to laughing section. Believe me that. If Easily they just switched. They're laughing at him. Now look at what Jesus did. Now that alone could cause unbelief, could cause discouragement, right? But look at what Jesus did. He must learn from him. Look at what he did in verse 54. And he pulled them all out and took her by the hand and called her, "Maid, arise." Did you see that? And the lady came back. What did he do to those who laughed? He put them aside. That is, he drove them away. Hallelujah. For many of us, all we need to do to our minds, because of what we store, is to do a cleansing. How to cleanse your mind. Amen. Amen. For some people, you have to get an A4 book. Get a 2B book. Get a 40 list and write God's word and be saying it every day to yourself. Because of the negative things you feed your mind with. Hallelujah. Just keep saying God's word like that. Some people, you have to say God's word for the next 5 years every day to yourself. Repeat the same thing. Because of what you stored in your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to put off those thoughts. That's what I put in here. That's what I put in my notes. Put off those thoughts, those talk that forms thoughts. Right? You know, you can just reason it. This believers don't die now. Right? Put them all aside. Hallelujah. Learn to put your thoughts aside. Learn to put off words like Jesus did. They came with the negative news. He responded. Learn to put off words. Don't allow thoughts or words to stay. It's not any words that are not in conformity with God's word. Amen? See today. Let me tell you something today. I don't know what is sanguine, sanding. It says melanctonia, I mean a melanguine. But the guines and sardines and titles and cotes. So they say, are you sanguine? I don't even know it. Someone will tell me, they say, you're October born, you are sanguine. I say, me, I'm not sanguine. I'm a child of God. Born again, full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not tired of fish. I was doing masters. One of the elective courses I was supposed to take was when I went through the test, I said that they're going to see sanguine, and I just say, hey, take your book. And I'm not doing it. I don't want to think about it. It's called a managerial psychology. I said, I'm not doing it. I want to know that. Amen. Sanguine, sanding, menanquin. Very soon, another hearing, korokui. They are korokui. You're not well. Have you heard people say, that's what they told me, that's how I've been. No, that's how I've been. That's how I've been. He's follow come. That's who you are, follow come. And you're not born again? Are you not born again? I said, no. Oh, can you see what I said when we started? Behold, or I will see, or things like this. Hallelujah. Are you trying to say you've never been born again? I'm not talking about spiritual aspects. What are you talking about? It's just, people that are born in July, they are always, they are always not tall. No! Don't say nonsense. Hallelujah. Those that are born in the month of May, they are usually what? Don't say nonsense. Amen? Huh? Okay, they are scorpions. they to bite and run. Yeah, leave all those nonsense talk. Hallelujah. Yeah, leave all those nonsense talk. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? I said, leave all those nonsense talk. I know who I am. Hallelujah. So you watch what you allow. The thoughts you allow stay. Hallelujah. Watch it. Don't allow wrong words stay. Don't allow it set you. Don't allow it set you. Hallelujah. Because what becomes thoughts, what comes back to you as thoughts are words sometimes that you allow to set you. Hallelujah.
Every day you are around somewhere that singing my hoo-na-na, my banana. He said, no, he doesn't make it my banana. He doesn't do anything. One day you now eat banana, did not pay the money. Or, this has happened to me one time. I told the person to give me, I guess it was a bottle of water. No, it was pure water. I was with my brother. He said to give me pure water. As long as he gave me the pure water, I wanted to give the person the money and the boss just went. Ah! You know what he said? He said, throw the pure water on the floor. I said, wow. He said, throw it on that. You didn't pay. Look at the guy. And he carried the pure water and poured and threw it on the floor. And he says, chase you a bit, you see pure water on the floor. I'm like, this guy. Yeah. But actually, imagine, you know, something like that happened to you and you're behaving, mahuna na, banana. Now wake up in the night. Huh? What happened to the banana? My banana. My banana. Why is that toxic? They know. He went listening to those songs. Hallelujah. He said, no, I didn't listen to it. Remember I told you how things stay, how meditations happen. Most times, you listen to something the first time. Some people, the way you listen to it again the second time, you know the word. How do you think you're able to be able to sing possibly? How the song is possible? So they always say, they're playing, they say, no, you carry your Bible. What are you doing? Studying. Studying what? Studying what? No, tell what you are studying. So you begin to rap as if something's wrong with your brain. Come on. Hallelujah. When you stay around something, even if you're not giving it an attention, those things are registering. Because in a way you are giving attention to it as long as you hear me. Open your ears. Amen. Amen. Just walk in one area, it's a doom in an answer now. What's that? What is that? He said, no, 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 sir. He just entered my head. I begin to nod your head like this. And what are you doing? I'm singing to, maybe the pastor is not fast. What are you singing to? He said, I'm not singing Hill song. Which Hill song is that? I asked him, nice Hill song. You know you are allowing something inside your head. Is Hill song like you're hitting your head like this? Is it for the cross I found on my knees? Or which one? And you're hitting your head like this. Tell yourself the truth. You're thinking, I send fire to the rain. What's wrong with your brain? Sending fire to rain. Amen. Amen. Go, go, go. When I knew that all these things there were just taboo. No, I can just be hearing it. I'm in the background. I don't know because I... But then I went to stay somewhere. I was in school. Hey, oh my God. I went there, and they were playing all the songs. I just said, no, it's the world. I'm playing songs with the world. It didn't take long. I love to sing Star Plus. No, it's Star Plus. No, it's Star Plus. Yes, it's Star Plus. They asked, but what did you speak to that? Oh, God, one of your mind was hearing it. I mean, I'm singing Star Plus. There's a nothing they find it to stand I wish. Let me give them something. Amen. So don't deceive yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't deceive yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. So you don't allow those thoughts to stay. Don't allow wrong words to stay. Either in songs or in conversations. Amen? In conversations. Go to God. In discussions. Don't allow wrong words to stay. At all. Amen? Don't allow them to stay. Go to God. You're walking and somebody gives you down, tell you the wrong word on you. Tell the person, I am not that. I'm a child of God in Jesus' name. Jesus said, I'm a child of God, born of God, have the Holy Ghost in me. Amen? Amen? How about wrong words stay? Don't. Sometimes some people allow wrong words stay so much that they begin to see themselves in the light of wrong words. You know, see yourself in that light. of a wrong word. Even for unbelievers too. Wrong words is say, look at you, you know what's better for you. Now, you know people say that to even their children. You know, to children. I know the family will grow up together on this. The parents will tell the child, you know what's better for you. And you know what? Those children live with that mindset. Amen? Amen? Live with that mindset. And it is evidence in how they are today. Not a joke. This is years down the line. Glory to God. Say the right words. Amen? Say the right words. Don't allow wrong words that people have told you say. Don't allow it to stay. In fact, I'm going to teach you what to do tonight. Hallelujah. Don't allow it to stay at all. Don't even, because once you attack it head on, you won't think about it. Never have the mind war. You won't think about it again. Because the thoughts that come back are thoughts or are words you allow. Amen? Amen? Some people, they've been told they will never be, they will never make it in life. And they, it has a line in their brain. I will never make it in life. Ah! When they think about it, they say, ah! And we will not tell them, the Bible says the poor you always have with you. So you are part of the poor. You are not registered. In your life, I will never make money. What kind of lie is that? See, that word alone, you're not going to have, you know, somebody called me something yesterday in the office. He said, who will ever believe that smart like you? Nice look. Fine guy. In the office, he said he's a hustler. I said, I refuse to be a hustler. He said, what's wrong with you? I'm not a hustler. I'm not a hustler. I'm a child of God working with wisdom. Oh, sorry, Pastor. He was look at it. Amen. The hustler. Amen. It's just a, you know why you say a hustler? I have never accepted that word one day. I've never. Right from time. If you know me, you know I don't accept that word. Hustler. So when the moment he said it, the way I responded was sharp. I didn't have to think about that. That must be a hustler. A child of God working with wisdom. I didn't have to think about it. Do I come to the street? I do. Well, I'm not a hustler. It's not a mindset in my head. It's just very simple. I don't know what you mean, but there's this mindset of a hustler I have already in my brain. I'm not that kind. I feel a hustler knowing that do too much and eat little. No, I'm working with wisdom. That is just me. Don't mind me. Hallelujah. So that you're on the same page when I talk about hustler. So that comes to my head. I say, no, I'm not. Amen. So you must be able to wage such resistance. Such resistance. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You are praying for a nation and I said Nigeria jaga jaga and you are singing Nigeria jaga jaga. What the hell? No. Hallelujah. He said the land is green and I see. The fields are white. Hallelujah. The harvest is ready. The land is conquered. Hallelujah. Who the hell are you? Amen. So when they're saying Nigeria jaga jaga, yeah, they don't sing it anymore, but yeah, you're just thinking, the land is green, it's green, oh, just simple. You choose your battle. Hallelujah. You choose your battle. You know what you want to hear. Hallelujah. Amen. The field is white. The fields are white. The land is green. The harvest is ready. Hallelujah. Is Jesus in all the land, in all the earth, all through Nigeria. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Very vital. Don't allow wrong words. Look at what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10. I'll take quickly verse 4. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, so the pulling down of strongholds, isn't that? Casting down imaginations and every high thing
that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What is that? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Putting down the strong, casting down imagination. I'm bringing into subjection every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. So that means words that are contrary to God's word, we have a duty to wage a war against them. Hallelujah. Wage a war against them. I know years back I taught this under fighting the good fight of faith. Right? Fighting the good fight of faith. We wage a war against them. Hallelujah. It's called a war. Contrary words to God's word. And what do you do? How do you resist wrong talk? Wrong thoughts? You don't fight thoughts with thoughts. I said that to you and I'm saying it again and again. You don't fight thoughts with thoughts. A thought comes, you say, let me change the thought with another thought. No! You fight thoughts with words. Hallelujah. Amen? A believer is a talking being. You are like your father. Hallelujah. Every one time I talk about voice, words activated system. Hallelujah. Words activated system. We live in a world where you have to keep speaking God's word. Speaking God's word in the light of what you've received in the new birth. And what God is doing in the whole world. Hallelujah. You speak God's word in the light of what He has done in you. You don't speak circumstances. No. Hallelujah. So you don't resist thoughts with thoughts. You resist thoughts with words. Jesus said, the moment they said, trouble not the master. The damsel is there. He said, fear not. You see that? You resist words with words. You resist thoughts with words. Hallelujah. You guard your heart with words. God will speak to Joshua after Moses was gone. He said, only be courageous. He said, fear not, only be courageous. And I said to him, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your heart, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. You have that word observe? To do all that is written therein. Only then you make your way success and have good success. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate. That's the word hagar. That means I must put God's word in my mouth. Hallelujah. I must put God's word in my mouth. I must put God's word where? In my mouth. Glory to God. I must put God's word in my mouth. Put it in your mouth. Glory to God. You attack with words. Say, I attack with words. Hallelujah. You attack with words. Back to what I said about choosing maybe partner or things like that, follow your mind. See, your emotions are attached to what you stayed with over time. They build your emotions. What you stayed with over time and talk about over time build your emotions. Is how we see. That is how it is. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. That's how it is. What you stay with over time, build your emotions. Your emotions are built around it. Built around it. A child who tells you, I like blue. Watch that child very well. From childhood to several points in his person's life, the person was around blue. Right? Then go and say, blue is my best color. Check it very well. Blue is my best color because I was in one blue. I wore blue t-shirt. I went to Effort Primary School, two blue. Nursery one blue, nursery two blue, primary one blue, primary two blue, primary three blue, primary four blue, primary five blue. Blue! I want blue, 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 blue. Why wouldn't I be a Chelsea fan? It's just natural. It's just natural. Before I knew it, I'm addicted to blue. Amen? Amen. That was the best color, blue. Blue! That's the only color I could point anywhere. You show me red, I'll tell you blue, 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 blue. Yeah? Whatever you allow, whatever you stay around over time, you build your emotions there. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Some people, because they grew up around dogs, when they see dogs, they see, you know, they have that emotion, lovely dog. Somebody is seeing a dog and they say, what beast is this? Somebody is seeing a dog and they say, what a nice meat. What is the difference between the three? Somebody is seeing a dog and they see me. Somebody is seeing a dog and they say, what, this thing should not come near me. You all know that is me. Somebody is seeing a dog and they say, what a nice pretty pet. And you're looking at the dog, how is this thing pretty? Who has done you? How can you see a rock and you're saying pretty? What's pretty about it? You say, what the pretty? Pretty? What? Rock? No way! Glory to God. But what is serious? You say, oh, the owner should just go. The owner should just go out. I need to kill this thing. Three different people. Brought up three different ways. But what you've allowed and what you stayed around builds your emotions. And your emotions are found where? In your mind. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I've shared this with us.
Let me bring it up to my mind. I shared this with us in time of life. There was a time. You were always saying for one year.
I'm not leaving it there. That's what you say. There was one lady like that was, oh, don't open it yet. But when they were doing second chance, and Salvador was doing it. Many people watched Salvador. No, it didn't happen in one way. It happened for years. Then they said, who is the Lord leading you to? Oh, the lady, the guy will be fair, will have hair. They said, you're the first Salvador. You understand? What do you allow? Amen. Glory to God. Okay, let me ask, how many of you want to get married to Shagari? What you've allowed him? Money. Did you see that? So you have to stay, your emotions are built around that. So you have to watch not just what you allow him, also what you said over time. It can also see, I'm showing you this now, you will see when it comes to the inward witness. No, these are, the inward witness is the witness of the spirit of the man born again. And it has to do with the emotions of the spirit in our spirit. Now imagine your mind has a wrong emotion. I want to train where there's no way you'll be able to receive the emotions of the spirit. As with that, even vital matters, even ministry. See, let me tell you something. Some people, because of what they copy concerning the work of ministry. Most of them, I see some younger people, younger ministers like myself, and I'm wondering, you don't let ministry like this. See, even me as your pastor, I've stayed with you to one pastor. That I've stayed with you to just one to follow. See, there were some times I even made mistakes. Some of you don't have nice hands. Talking to someone about how he's going to pray as he gets to school and pray and do this. And before I knew it, I went to WhatsApp, I was seeing prophetic minister. I said, God! What is all this? Prophetic move, prophetic chance. What is this? What is all this? And I could have just said, how you can just stay? You see, even when it comes to ministry, musicians in ministry, you must, if you stay following one. Amen? Most times, for a pastor who stay around, for one who wants to go into ministry and stay around things like how other churches fail and do this and do, and you are doing that, you know what? You will never learn the right way. If you hope you're following it. So there are some things you don't learn in the ministry because it will come in contact with the emotions of the spirit. You stayed around that place for too long. How about you? Amen? That's why we cannot allow someone who doesn't have discipline to do follow-up on a new member. How will you follow up? Because what that new member will learn about church will be your indiscipline. And it will come against the person's emotions. Because they have stayed there for too long. Somebody who, imagine all you know about ministry is backbiting, gossip. There's no way you'll be able to receive. Okay, everybody. So you must learn to do right. So you must train your mind with the right information. As regards honor. Some people, the reason why they cannot give. If you people, why they cannot give more than 50 naira? Roll back and war. That was what they have been doing right from when they were small. They were not giving. They stayed around it. So the moment they are telling them you're going to give 20k, they are saying, ah! 20, and they are earning 200, 300. And then bring 100,000 say, ah! But there are some people, when they started, where they learned from, over time, they saw people give their all. Some people give their all, so it was not hard for them to give their all. It's true. Amen? So now you now receive a living, give 100k in church. You know that kind of, you know when you have such kind of living, you don't allow it to stay 30. You don't allow it to stay 30 minutes. Such kinds of living don't, I'm teaching you, you don't allow it to stay 30 as your pastor, I'm telling you. Well, if you stay even 5 minutes, you give yourself scriptures. Why? To know the Lord. I'm telling you, for life. Telling you, you need to look at lying vanity. Amen. Look at what you are just just write the check and close your eyes. Go. Hallelujah. Or you give it immediately. Give it to us immediately. Amen. Amen. I don't have to hold up. Maybe there's a commitment towards something. And the testimony just coming. I don't, that money does not, if that money says, certainly, I will tell you why another money will come for that purpose. So what I'll do is immediately I will look for the next account to transfer it to. Push it out. I don't want to think about it. Ask as a judge. I can tell you I'll send money in the morning. I can leave it for 2 days. I'm still trying to think. I'm still trying to pray to give it to the evil business. It's not the judge. So as I tell you, so she knows, and sometimes you tell me, as I said, they say, begin it now. Because such commitment can change hands. Do it now. No, open your phone. Open your phone. Amen. 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 So it's very vital. Because we will also receive the living, the emotion of the Spirit is also in our mind. So imagine your mind has been trained wrongly. Have stayed in the wrong place for a long time. Stayed nearly wrong for a long time. How would you receive the living of God's Spirit in your mind? Your mind is like a noisy ground. A street. Imagine they are in a football pitch, Champions League final between Chelsea and AC Milan. I call it an AC. Hallelujah. And you know, Chelsea is winning like 3-0. And everybody shouts, blue is the color. You know, if you are the AC Milan coach, I'm sorry, no matter how you shout, Ibrahimovic! He will not hear you. Why? There is a noise in the pitch. Right? Amen. Hear that noise in the pitch? Blue is the color. That is the color. Blue is the color. You won't hear anything. Some people's minds are like that. Too many unnecessary noise. The emotion of the Spirit come, it looks like fear. You don't know the Spirit come, he said, yeah,
just
because you can't recognize it. Hallelujah. Amen. What if your mind is shouting? That is not right. So you have to clear it. How would you clear it? God's word. You know, what you have in the Spirit is in the Scriptures also. Hope you know that. You know, the Scriptures is God speaking to us. Right? You know the Scripture is God's voice. You know your pastor's voice to you is God's voice. Right? Amen. Glory to God. You know the man who God uses to you is God speaking to you. Right? You know we've seen all that, right? Now, if you stay around God's word for too long, or stay around God's word well, you stay listening to your pastor's messages all the time, and you say God's word, do you know that it will not be hard for you to receive the emotions of the Spirit? Because with the word of God that you have on your lips, The word of God you've been listening to in your ears and you have it in your lips, and that's the word you keep inside. It will drown every negative voice. Hope you know that. It will drown every negative voice. The word of God in your mouth. The word of God in your mouth, on your lips. The word of God you listen to from your man of God. The word of God you read. Is how you guard your heart. Especially in this world, in this day and age. Hallelujah. And guard your heart. It's not every sight you open. Amen. I guess within the past 2 weeks, I've reported nothing less than 20 Facebook pages to Facebook. 20, nothing less than 20. I dare not open them because I know they are all scam. And everybody's page that I see that thing on are people who are looking for useless things. I'm a computer person to know what is in there. Once you open it, they will scam your page. I know that of a short. I know that kind of code. I know they are scammers. So anybody I see that is failure for my friend list, or not anywhere, for my own friend list, 20 people went, I block them. Because I know that is who they are. Amen. You find it around pastors. Blocking shows that what are you looking for to open it? I reported and I blocked it. And I got the confirmation of what the report. In fact, what Facebook does down is that they don't even show me again. After I've done reporting, they wrote back to me and said, this content will be hidden from my page. Anybody that shared it with me, I wouldn't see. What nonsense. So many people do that. What is this? If as many people as look are the people that the serpent is. I know. Glory to God. Amen. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Your poor Facebook, you are checking it. Is everything you are checking? For God Sabinus to Madame Sabinus. Don't worry. Very soon you will become Sabinus. Nonsense. Amen. I'm not saying watching those things is wrong, but you just spend 4 hours. 4 hours. What would you be looking at if you are going to share right on Saladin? Because you're lying to your family. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, let me tell you something as we close. We are supposed to get into inward witness, bro. Let's close. Alright, so next week I will know we'll get to look at inward witness and we get to look at inward witness and we'll begin to talk about how to follow the inward witness from next week. How to follow. Amen. Trying to see how we round up by second week of November to get prepared for our believers convention. It's very vital. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something happened years back and I thought to say that I have several examples to give. I wonder how I skipped Jeremiah's example. I have like 3 examples for Jeremiah. But I skipped it. Hallelujah. Amen. I wonder why. But this one, then I have been giving my own example. It's still better off. So, I remember years back, they usually tell us there's been this high rampant on days of older ladies raping younger boys, and it was also very rampant in the upper secondary school then. How they would carry young boys into girls' hostel and rape them and just do things and that to them. So one day, that my mother will warn me. You know, that's the last thing in my head. One day, they sent me to go and buy kerosene. You know what kerosene? I use kerosene. You know? To buy kerosene. Inside the rain, I was running inside the rain. To get home because it was raining. So I now saw one auntie that carried umbrella. So he now called me, young boy, come. That you stay inside umbrella, that will go, right? So, today if I look back, I'm laughing at myself. So she now carried the umbrella and put it close to the head. She moved it from this hand to this hand. She wouldn't do it. She said, okay, no. She put your hand in the middle, and use that second hand. So we're walking. The next station, I use that second hand. I was still very small. I'll give her in just one or the other. So that's the second hand to hold me close to herself so that rain wouldn't beat me. When she just put her hand over my neck, you're a god japa. Pew! In a boy comes back on the pew! Ha! This is not japa noisy, it's bigger than japa noisy. It's my ring. You know, this is like, I don't think I've run that way like that after. That is second to bomb blast run. Second to strong. Bomb blast is still, we don't talk about bomb blast. No way. Yeah. That is second to bomb blast. I ran. Pew! Oh my God, what happened, man? Thank God, oh. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Because of whatever I allowed in my mind, rape was in my mind. Everything was rape. Yeah? So be careful. What do you allow in your mind? Sometimes some of the things you allow to our mind are even gossip. Gossip that you are not part of. For people who are gossiping, you not come to chook your ear at proportion. You not heard it. You not speak. You not speak. I'm going to get here towards the liver conversion. He doesn't speak. Maybe it's a brother. He doesn't have that perception towards that brother. Amen. You know, if the Spirit of God is telling you, our brother is good, making progress, you'll be looking at it. This can't be the Spirit of God. No? I see black bears flying on your roof. How would you see black bears? When you read wrong things. Hallelujah. You have read the wrong thing. Hallelujah. It now forms the wrong perception. You receive the emotions of the Spirit. You receive the leading of the Spirit concerning that person in the right way. You already have a preconceived notion about that person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where I see rightly. I allow the right talk. I allow the right word. I see with the messages of my pastor, I say with the written word, I say speaking God's word, till nothing else matters than God's word in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's be on our feet.